You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Okay, welcome to the show. We are Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our great ESPN stations across the country, Sirius XM Channel 80.
We're getting Friday off to a bad start. So I'm going to take the listeners behind the curtain here. The directors back in the studios in Bristol wanted me to sit in Smallsman's seat because they felt like the shot would be a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here looking at the shot as we're coming in this morning.
Right.
And there's way too much of Chris Canty on the show. Like, there is way too much. All of this. Everybody doesn't need to see all of this. Like, you don't need to see all of this. Like, this is the most unflattering shot that you could possibly have for a 6'8", 350-pound man.
I got to be honest. In our, you know what? I was thinking about this. It's 6 months ago today. Do you know what you and I were doing at Smalls?
What were we doing?
We had our photo shoot 6 months ago today.
Yeah.
It was the first time the three of us had
also,
ever been.
Also very unflattering.
Right. So it's interesting that you say that. In the 6 months that we have now worked together, I've never seen you be self-conscious.
Mm.
That's my role. Mm. How dare you step on my toes? You how dare you be insecure? That's why I was brought
yes.
here. Is this the first day you're self-conscious and insecure?
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned right now. I don't know how this is going to go. Like, I might need to leave this arm here to kind of protect so people don't see my midsection. Like, there's a lot going on right here.
Would you have changed outfits if you knew you had to change
Yes,
seats?
I would not have wore this super snug button-down shirt. I would not have worn it, no.
Because the head-on look looks great.
Yeah, it looks great up here. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you do the profile shot
yeah.
or the profile pic, like, it looks great. But when you start getting the side angles, not so much. Not so much.
You know what? Now that I think about
it. I feel
it,
like I need to put some vents in this shirt.
I tried to be a good teammate 2 minutes ago before we started saying, yeah. Hey, you want to switch seats? I actually take that back.
You don't
want
to switch
seats?
Because
I don't want that with that side shot because I don't know what's going on with me down here. I get to be hidden.
It's not the best.
God. By the way, I got to tell you what.
Maybe today is a radio-only day. Don't turn on
we're
ESPN.
We're literally on TV.
Don't turn on ESPN. Turn away from ESPN 2 and ESPN.
I'm seeing us on TV right now. You can't say once we're on TV, radio-only.
Radio-only.
How about radio-only for CC? We're only going to have the voice of Chris Canty. By the way, you want me to deflect for you? Because I got to tell you something. This is unbelievable. So you remember last week or a week and a half ago, a writer by the name of Derek Futterman, Barrett Sports Media, came in and they did an entire piece about ESPN Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that piece came out today. And our boss, Justin Craig, sent us the note. Hey, guys, piece came out if you want to read it at your leisure or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm on the phone with Nuno before the show. And I said, hey, I saw the story came out. I haven't read it yet. He goes, neither have I, but I'll read it during one of our segments.
Of course he will.
During one of our...
Of course he will. They have full-fledged conversations in the control room back in Bristol.
Now
that have nothing to do with the segment that we're in the middle of.
Nope. Now they have a book club. Now they're going to do a book club while we're actually on the air.
It's because you guys are prepared and we know that it's not going to go off the rails. So we're good with that. And Canty, if you want, and Kaylin, who does a great job, she said she could continue with the wide shot if you would like. On TV.
What is that? An insult towards him?
No, I mean, if you feel, just...
Nuno, did you just say that Canty's a wide shot? Is that what you just said?
Well, I mean, it's true, though. Like, that would be the only way to get all of me in the shot would be the wide shot.
Nuno's on paragraph 4 right now of the Barrett Sports Media article.
6'8", 350 pounds. I don't know if you're getting me in the narrow shot. I don't know if that's going to work. I don't know if that's going to work.
Mm. By the way, Nuno is mentioned in this article.
Oh, is he?
Nuno is mentioned. Pat's mentioned. Jovante is mentioned. They're all in the article here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're reading it currently, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah. I literally am reading it currently, and I just got to the part about me and Jovante.
I told you.
I mean, it's good publicity for him with his next job opportunity.
Yes, he is applying. No, Pat let us know yesterday he's applying for new jobs. Oh, boy. All right, wait. Some tweets are coming in. At UnsportsESPN, at ChrisCanty99, at EVCO Radio, Small Smalls back with us on Monday, by the way. The Hodge Pack tweets, at Chris Canty, do you feel like you're in a rental car sitting in a different chair? That's a good comparison.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah, this doesn't feel normal. You know, when you're in your own car, you got the seat broken in. Like, yeah. It's just everything fits. Everything is the way you want it. When you get in a rental car, just it's all different. It's all new.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what sitting in this seat is. Even just looking at you from this
angle. I like
angle,
it better. I got to be honest.
It's so strange.
See, that's the thing.
It is so strange to me.
A very selfish comment right now. And I'm sorry. Mm. This is way better for me.
Really?
Because I have to, like, turn my head to talk to you normally. Now I'm straight on here.
But see, I'm a former player, used to having my head on a swivel. So sitting in that chair, I'm looking at you, and then I turn and look at Smalls.
It's much easier for me to look forward.
It seems very conversational. Now this feels very forced. Like I'm forced to look at you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm forced to look at you head on. It's a lot.
That's really what it is.
It's a lot.
It's not okay. Now we actually got to the bottom of this. This has nothing to do with any kind of side fat he's saying he has, which he doesn't. He's in good shape. But this
well,
is
if round is a shape.
Well, it is. this is actually about CeCe not wanting to look at me for 4 hours. Now we really got down to it.
Yeah, because I was literally and figuratively giving you the side eye.
Yes.
Yeah, for 4 hours. Now I can't do that.
So CeCe
like I would
now,
have to turn and give you the side eye. Like, I don't
like
know
that.
If
that was a good look. I like that. So here's what we have, what we learn 4 minutes into our show here on a Friday, March 1st. We learn a couple of things already. We learn that CeCe has no interest in looking at me. We learn that our producers have no interest in listening to the show because they want to read an article about the show. Welcome to Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Last night, we did have a ton of NBA.
You know what else we learned last
night? Okay, yes.
That the Lakers can't be taken seriously.
They did win, you know.
They did win, but against the Wizards, you needed overtime? I don't care that it's the second night of a back-to-back. I mean, you shouldn't need overtime, especially when Anthony Davis plays the way that he did last night. I mean, AD gave you 40 and 15, and you needed every minute of overtime to beat the Washington Wizards.
You know, it actually
makes
our point,
you're not a serious team.
But it makes our point about LeBron.
The Wizards have 9 wins on the season.
I'm not fighting you off on that. They still won the second night of a back-to-back after a win a couple of nights ago, but it actually makes our point. We have said LeBron James needs to be the best player on the Lakers for them to even come close to winning a championship.
Sure.
You have said it is impossible to ask someone with this much wear and tear at this age to be the best player on a nightly basis. So when he's not the best player and AD is, they need overtime to beat the Wizards. It's actually case in point because when the other guy is the best player, they can't do much. But if you look at what happened last night in the NBA, some of the bigger games that happened around the league, the Warriors beat the Knicks by 11. I want to get back to that in a second. The Heat lost the Nuggets by 6, and your Lakers beat the Wizards by 3. I was thinking about
this.
Boy,
the Heat are a feisty bunch.
Yeah, you don't want to mess
with
them.
They are a feisty bunch.
You don't want to mess with them.
Every time you want to dismiss them. I mean, they had that streak where they lost 7 games in a row, and now they've won 9 of the last 11. I mean,
and a 6-point loss against
the
Nuggets,
the thing,
whatever.
With an Eastern Conference that's murky after the Boston Celtics, wouldn't this be the kind of year where the Heat make another run to the conference finals? Another one?
Now you really don't want
another
to.
Another one. In my DJ Khaled voice. Yeah. Another one. Another one. You see what I'm doing, by the way, right? I'm patronizing you talking about the Miami Heat so we can avoid talking about my Lakers. That's what's happening.
Oh,
right
okay.
Now.
But
it's a little bit of a bait.
I hype them up. You don't. I was thinking about something, though.
What's up?
You tell me as an ex-athlete. Do players get up to play in Madison Square Garden more than any other arena or stadium in all of sports?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the number one.
That's the number one spot.
Because I'm thinking about like the way in which Steph is going about things last night at the Garden. And it's
the way
always,
LeBron plays way every LeBron time he comes to
there,
the Garden. Yeah.
It's bigger than someone going to Lambeau. It's bigger than someone going to Dallas Stadium in Texas. Like it is. You're saying it is the number one venue in all of sports for a player to lift their game.
It's the most iconic venue in the NBA, Madison Square Garden. And it should be. It's been around forever, right? Like in an era where everybody is tearing arenas down and building new ones that are bigger, shinier, there's nothing quite like Madison Square Garden in the heart of New York City. And so when you have all of the moments like Michael Jordan against those 90s Knicks teams or Reggie Miller against those 90s Knicks teams and looking at Spike Lee and doing the choke sign because you have a star-studded crowd all the time, like there's nothing quite like going to Madison Square.
Was there anything like that for you in the NFL where you're like, okay, we're playing at this stadium, all eyes on me?
Well, playing in Dallas, playing in Texas Stadium was awesome. I mean, as a Cowboy, even as a visitor, that was pretty cool. playing in Lambeau Field is close to it. Again, because of the history of the stadium, right? You're talking about the all-time greats right there. Vince Lombardi's house. Like, that is, you know, Curly Lambeau. You know, you got Bart Starr. You got all of the all-time greats that played in that stadium. So being able to step onto that history and compete on that stage, there's nothing quite like it. So I'll probably say Lambeau Field is the closest thing you have as an NFL equivalent.
I'm waiting for Pat Costello to go crazy because he hates Madison Square Garden, but he's reading an article, so don't we don't have to worry about that.
I'm not worried about that at all. I'm not worried about that at
go,
all.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, got you. You hate Madison Square Garden. just finished the article.
Slow reader that way. Yeah. Slow reader.
I mean, I'm just saying, it feels like, again, Steph Curry has 31 last night. It just continues. Like, I think that Madison Square Garden, I hear what you're saying, Pat. You've always said that it's a little bit overrated. I understand where you're coming from on that. But
no, the Knicks are overrated. Right, the team Knicks, that plays in Madison Square Garden.
All right, relax. We're talking about the Garden, not the team. All right?
No, you just said the Knicks can't be taken seriously unless you have Julius Randle in the lineup, and you hate Julius Randle. What are you saying?
Good point.
What are you saying right now?
I'm saying I've moved on, so what are the Giants doing at six? Like, that's where my focus is.
Well, no, I mean, if you guys...
Soto and Aaron Judge
get... moved on, and the Knicks are a top three team in the East?
Are you guys on board? Is Madison Square Garden the venue in sports where players like literally lift their game because of where they're playing more than any other venue in sports?
To answer this question, I didn't know that the Warriors and Knicks were playing yesterday, so no, it's not that important.
Well prepped for the show, Pat Costello, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, because not only that, it's the way they talk about it, right? Zion the other day, glowingly talking about playing at Madison Square Garden.
That'll do it. Get Zion in there. Great.
And you know what else it is? The Knicks fan holds out hope against hope that one of these superstars from another team wants to come and play in Madison Square Garden.
You're right.
So that's why Nuno remembers Zion Williamson.
That's a good point.
Like, he's holding on to that. Oh, you know, people love stars love playing in Madison Square Garden. Maybe one of them will bless us with their presence by forcing their way out of their current situation in a trade.
That's a great, great point. Because we never, like, if Mahomes plays at Lambeau, he's so smart that he's going to talk about the history, but we never go to the, like, Packers fans want to have him on the team.
Yeah.
Right? Because that just never comes up in that sport.
No,
that is such a good point, because it always is like, imagine if we had this guy. Imagine if we had Steph Curry. I mean, Nuno even said something to me before the show about the draft where Steph Curry was drafted, because you were talking about it on TNT last night.
Jordan Hill? Is that the guy?
Well, he was already off the board at that point, but that's the whole point.
But I'm just saying, the guy you had to settle for.
So, all right, we're going to have... It's going to be one of these days today. Like, this narrative that the Knicks just decided not to take Steph Curry is one of the most ridiculous things in the world. Like, they had the next pick, right? Like, they had the next one. They weren't the T-Wolves who took two point guards before that. Like, can we stop? Because it gets clicks when you mention the Knicks. That's why people talk about the Knicks. That's why
Yeah, because they stink.
But we weren't actually talking about the Knicks.
No, but it's just,
But CeCe's point is a great point. Because every single time we make a big deal about a team playing at Madison Square Garden, we then talk about that player wanting to play for the Knicks, which they never actually want to play for the Knicks.
No, there's no
evidence of them wanting to play for the Knicks.
Not even a shred.
But it is, so we're all in agreement, the idea that Madison Square Garden is the number one venue in all of sports where a player lifts their game because of the venue that they're playing in. Yeah. If that's one, what's two? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Unsportsmanlike is presented by Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit Progressive.com for more information. We're going to get back into some of the NBA later, because Barkley said something about two teams that you and I debate constantly, which we will get to. But who goes number one in the draft? We all think it's one guy. One of our analysts thinks it's another guy. We'll get to that coming up. We're on Sportsmanlike. CeCe's in a different chair on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Tune in to college basketball action tomorrow. My Wisconsin Badgers against Smalls' Illini. Presented by Robinhood. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Smalls back with us on Monday. Chris Canty, Evan Cohen. I'm sorry. CeCe is struggling. I don't mean to laugh at your struggles. He's struggling so much in his new seat today.
I don't like it. This is not my new seat, by the way. This is a temporary situation right now. Because Smalls is gallivanting on the slopes somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. Like, this is where I'm relegated to.
Now, there is an option that we could consider.
What's that?
Now, Pat and Nuno and Javante have put something in our brains here on this. I don't know that we're allowed to do this, but we do have three people sitting in this studio.
We do. We do.
Rob, our social and digital guy, is here. Do we need a seat filler?
You know what? That might not be a bad idea. I could go back to my seat, and Rob could sit here in the three chairs.
You want to do it? Are we allowed to do this? One-segment seat filler?
Like, Kent, are you going to turn to Rob when he's Michelle?
No, I'm not going to turn to Rob at all. A part of the bit is just completely ignoring the third person at the desk.
Yeah. No, welcome
to
the show.
Yeah, get him in there. We can do whatever we want.
Let's put him in the middle seat.
That doesn't solve the problem.
Like, this is a better shot for them.
I don't understand what's happening.
No, what do you mean? If CeCe sits in the middle and Rob sits where Michelle sits,
it's exactly the same shot that we have every single day.
Yeah, but it's funnier.
Kalen, zoom in on Nancy's side.
Wow, this is terrible.
CeCe, you go to your normal seat. Rob, we need you as a
seat filler. We'll do it during the break.
Okay. We're going to be like the Oscars.
Let's pretend to be professionals. Exactly.
All right. Let's talk to Richard in Missouri on ESPN2. Joining us here on ESPN Radio. What's up, Richard?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say you have the best show that I've ever listened to. And thank you for putting on a super program. Second of all, you guys need to give Smalls more talk time. She's amazing. She's brilliant. And
you're not going to hear any arguments from us. We love her.
It's Evan's fault. Okay. It's Evan's fault, Richard.
All right.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice, and I get blamed for it.
And third, maybe you're a little narrow-minded because you only know football and basketball, but I think Augusta National is the premier venue for a sport, for golf.
Yeah, I mean, I think Augusta National is amazing. We're talking about a venue that, like, an athlete would lift their game. Is it the venue that they lift their game or the tournament? Like, if the Masters was held at another course, it would not be the same. But because it's a major, somebody would still attempt to lift their game because it's a major.
Can't talk about the history with the other sports like Green Bay, Lambeau Field, you know, talking about the Knicks with the Garden. We can't talk about the history of those venues and not talk about the history at Augusta National, right? So I guess it's the Masters, so everybody gets up for that. But I also think because of the all-time greats having – you know, memorable performances there. Sunday Tiger in the all red. What was that, the 98 Masters?
97
Masters. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you have those iconic moments, like, that's a part of it. That's baked in there, and that makes you want to have your own moment at that venue. So I think that's why Augusta gets raised. And here's the interesting thing about Augusta National being in that thing. Like, that's always been a bucket list for me to go to the Masters and to actually see it Sunday at the Masters.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have that for any of the other four major professional team sports. Like, I don't know that I would prioritize any of those over the opportunity to go down to Augusta National and be there for Sunday at the Masters.
Don in Dallas listening on the ESPN app. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, Canty. Man, I'm a Cowboy fan. And the way you dissed on the Cowboys for the Giants, it breaks my heart. But
Don, we got to set the record straight now, bro. Like, Jerry Jones wasn't going to pay me my money. Like Ken Hamlin and Barry Barber were walking around with my check, so I had to go somewhere else and get paid. That ain't my fault. That's just the business. I was literally told, I've got to pay these guys, so I can't pay you. And I was like, all right, cool. It's business. Let me go get paid somewhere else. And I just so happened to win a Super Bowl ring, too.
I mean, I could also read you the contract.
How is that a bad thing? No, we could. We always want to put my business out there.
I have to do my research.
Stay out my pockets, Evan Cohen.
Oh, wow.
Get out my pockets.
What a contract.
Get out my pockets. Man, that workout bonus, though.
Oh, my God.
As far as the best venue to play in, it's got to be the Cowboys Stadium, no matter whether if it was the Cotton Bowl, Texas Stadium, or either AT&T. Look at the first game with Arizona. You know, we're supposed to beat them. You know, everybody lift their game to play the Cowboys no matter where we're at. You know, no matter what our home stadium is. They always come to play their game.
That actually goes against the point. If everyone's lifting their game to play the Cowboys no matter where you're at, it actually has nothing to do with the venue.
Yeah.
If you're playing the Knicks on a neutral court, you're not actually lifting your game. It's Madison Square Garden. That's big. All right. We are on Sportsmanlike presented by Progressive Insurance. I do want to play this. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, was on Get Up yesterday and discussed what he would do at number one if he were the Chicago Bears.
I have not thought that Caleb Williams was a lock at number one because I thought Drake May would be the guy. I was wrong in that. Jaden Daniels should be the guy. If I were the Chicago Bears right now, I would take Jaden Daniels out of LSU. That is not a knock on Caleb Williams. That is a plus in Jaden Daniels. I think number one, when you watch all these guys play, the best thrower, the best guy against man coverage, ball placement wise, is Jaden Daniels. Number two, guys who have to throw the ball downfield, what does it look like? Jaden Daniels throws the ball best downfield. And then number three, who's got the best pocket piece? When I say piece, it's P-E-A-C-E. The patience and the peace within the pocket, he's the best at. Caleb Williams is fantastic. I think Jaden Daniels is better.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are other NFL evaluators that feel that way. There are probably teams that have Jaden Daniels over Caleb Williams on their big boards. This is not new news. I think this is a shock for a lot of football fans because we've been talking about Caleb Williams being the presumptive number one overall pick for several years now, even since we saw him on the stage at Oklahoma as a freshman. So I'm not shocked, and I think as we move through the pre-draft process, when you start to see some of the measurables from Jaden Daniels, I think that's going to tell the tale. Like, this is a guy that if he runs at his pro day, is going to wow people. You're talking about a guy that has 4.4 speed, legit. He's got good arm talent. He's an athlete. Again, the only knock that I would have toward him is that he's slight of frame. Like, people are expecting him to check in at 205, 210. That's a little small for me in the NFL ranks, but we'll see what ends up happening. But, yeah, he has all of the tools that you're looking for to be a successful NFL quarterback. But I think a lot of it is contingent on where he ends up going. Like, again, more quarterbacks are ruined in the National Football League than made. And so I think it's all about the placement of it, being able to get with the right coordinator, being able to have the right infrastructure around him to develop properly.
So we know the Bears have to get QB right, right?
Yeah.
Like, they have to get it right. Maybe it's Jaden Daniels. There are other teams that we're going to look at that have to get it right. We're going to continue this Jaden Daniels conversation as to the Bears should take him or Caleb Williams or Drake May or what they should do and who else will join the Bears in terms of the pressure to get this right. Plus, we'll have a seat filler. We become the Oscars. Next, we're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash.
With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
CC has switched seats. We've brought in a seat filler. Rob, our social and digital guy, is our seat filler. You don't get a microphone. Whoa. Seat fillers don't get microphones.
Why are you talking to him? A part of the bit was not talking to
him.
Well,
I was just, yeah, my bad.
You messed it up within the first 30 seconds.
Well, I'm
what
just
are you
saying,
doing?
I was nervous about him going on the air.
Why are you nervous? He shouldn't, he's not really on the air. He's not talking.
Okay. Oh, who? I didn't see anybody.
Exactly. He's not supposed to be talking.
So, all right. We are on Sportsmanlike.
Seen and not heard. Kind of like a rookie in the NFL.
We are on Sportsmanlike. Presented by Progressive Jeez. Insurance. Along with Chris
Canty.
You would
think you were a professional.
Yeah, thinking correctly, I guess. Smalls back with us on Monday. So we know the Bears have tons of pressure to get it right, right? Like Dan Orlovsky puts out there that maybe they go Jaden Daniels number one. Whether they go Jaden Daniels or they go Caleb Williams or they go Drake May, or they trade the pick, or they stay with Justin Fields. We know they have to get it right this year. CeCe, who's second in the power rankings of teams that have to get their quarterback position right now?
The Washington Commanders.
Why?
Well, first of all, they're second in the draft, and they need help at the quarterback position. I mean, Sam Howell did an admirable job, but I don't think Sam Howell is a difference maker, especially when you look at him in comparison to the quarterbacks in that division, the quarterbacks that is going to be contending with the NFC. I just think that they have to get it right for a lot of different reasons, for the on-the-field reasons that I just outlined, but also in terms of being able to send the right message to their fan base from the new ownership group, right? Josh Harris bought the team a year ago. He kept status quo, same quarterback, same head coach, and now he's starting to get, you know, his legs under him as an owner. He's making consequential decisions. They moved on from Ron Rivera, and now the expectation is because they're in position with the second overall pick in a quarterback deep draft that they're going to turn the page and they're going to get a new face of the franchise. That's why they have to get this right. The quarterback that they get is not only going to have to be a great football player, but he's going to have to be a great ambassador for this new era of Washington Commanders football.
So I think we have to divide this maybe into categories, and you have to help me and the audience understand which category is more difficult to deal with, okay, in terms of finding the right quarterback. Mm. So there's a category of Washington, New England, Pittsburgh, Vegas, Denver, and Atlanta that I will look at as they have to find their quarterback.
Yeah.
Pressure's on to find them. Dallas and Miami have to figure out, what do they do with their current quarterback? Financially, how does it impact the future? Like, which category, if you had to be in one, would you rather be in? I have to find my guy, or I have to figure out what to do with my guy? Like, which one's harder, which one's easier? And maybe it's not that simple, and it's not as black and white, because these are two different categories, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to cop out, but I think it depends on the year.
Okay.
What's available to me in the offseason.
That's not
a cop-out. Right now, it's a quarterback-rich draft, so if I got one of the top three picks, and you know there are three guys that are worthy of being the number one overall pick, I'm in good shape. I'm in a good position. And we always talk about it. The best commodity in the National Football League is a quarterback on a rookie contract. Why? Because you know he can outperform his contract. He has that potential. So if you're the Chicago Bears, if you're the Washington Commanders, if you're the New England Patriots or another team that's trading up to number three to get a quarterback, you're in a good position. I don't know that you want to be in the spot that the Miami Dolphins are in when you're on the fence with Tua. Like, what do you do with Tua? Like, he played great. I mean, through the first half of the season, you could have made an argument that he was the MVP of the league.
Right.
But then you saw what happened when he lost at home in December on Monday Night Football to the Tennessee Titans, led by Will Levis. He lost in a game for all the marbles for the AFC East against the Buffalo Bills in Week 18. He lost and got embarrassed in Kansas City. I mean, I don't know what you do with that. Is that a player that's worthy of a $50 million a year contract? I don't know.
I don't feel like it is.
Exactly. And then you have the injury history as an extra layer on top of all of that. So that is a gray zone. I think the Miami Dolphins are closer to quarterback purgatory than anybody really wants to acknowledge. And then when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, it's not a matter of if they have a good quarterback. They know they have a good quarterback, but Jerry Jones' stated goal is to compete for a championship. They're going all in. Can you win a championship going all in and paying Dak Prescott $60 million a year? That's the question that he has to answer this offseason.
I think he's worth it. Dak is. But as you've suggested, how do you build out the rest of the roster if the percentage of cap is that high, even with the increased cap?
It's only worth it if you think you can pay $60 million a year and the guy can accomplish the stated goal.
Which is outperforming. Outperforming Dak, 60
Dak,
is a title.
I know Dak is a really good quarterback.
Yep.
But is he worth Mahomes money? Is he worth Joe Burrow money? No, because he's not that kind of quarterback.
No.
But we've gotten into this pattern with the economics at the quarterback position where the next guy up ends up being the highest paid guy. And that's where some teams can find themselves in trouble. Now, the tricky part about where Dallas is if you don't pay Dak Prescott, he's probably going to walk in free agency the following year. How are you going to replace that? Jerry Jones traded for Trey Lance last year, presumably as a hedge against Dak long-term if Dak does decide to leave. But, I mean, I think we all will acknowledge that that is a huge difference with Trey Lance as your quarterback in terms of the outlook of the Cowboys versus Dak Prescott as your quarterback. But I guess if you're Jerry Jones, you're trying to find a way to get over that hump and get to the championship rounds. And with Dak, you haven't even gotten close.
So I'm going to further now separate some of these teams based on the responses you just gave.
I you know what? After talking about it, I think it's clear and obvious in this year, I would rather be a team that's looking for my guy in the draft
than having to worry about extending.
I would rather be that team than to worry about having the situation that the Cowboys have or having the situation that the Dolphins have.
Okay, so then we're looking at it. What you're saying is, and you were specific, you said top three, because you said any of those three guys could theoretically in another year be hovering around number one overall.
Yeah, they could be the number one overall pick.
Right,
yeah.
So then we have to separate. We have to look at Chicago, Washington, and New England in one category, right? We're going to look at Dallas, and this is pressure to figure out what to do at quarterback and maybe what to do long-term at quarterback in some of these cases. Dallas and Miami in another category. Then I guess the third category would be Vegas, Denver, Atlanta. Could draft a quarterback. You may not be sold on who they are. Antonio Pierce, specifically with the Raiders, has said, I don't want a Band-Aid. You've defined many of the guys that are out there right now, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, as potential, not definitive, but potential Band-Aids.
No doubt.
So Vegas, Denver, and Atlanta are kind of in that no man's land in terms of pressure right now, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't have the guys 1, 2, and 3, you're not sold necessarily that McCarthy, Nix, and Penix are going to be dominant players. Maybe they are. We don't know yet. But they're also not Dallas and Miami where they could say, all right, I got my guy for next year.
Yeah.
Would you rather be Miami or Vegas, Denver, and Atlanta? At the quarterback position. So let me just set that up, okay? Let me set that up. Because Dallas...
That's interesting.
Dallas almost feels a little bit different because I think we're all sold on Dak. We're just not sold on Dak at the price he would have to be paid and building a roster around him in Dallas necessarily, right?
Yes.
Like you believe Dak is a top 10 quarterback.
Yes.
You do not believe Tua is a top 10 quarterback.
No.
Okay. So then you're looking at Tua on, in essence, an expiring deal with having to potentially extend him. Would you rather that or Vegas, Denver, and Atlanta, who don't have quarterbacks, and I'll put Pittsburgh in there as well, as a matter of fact. Vegas, Denver, Atlanta, Pittsburgh. They don't have quarterbacks.
I'd rather be Vegas, Atlanta, Denver, and Pittsburgh.
Than Miami.
Yeah. Because not having a guy is one thing, but paying the wrong guy could be even worse. Like, you don't want to be in a situation where you're tied to the wrong guy because of what that does, how that screws up your team with roster construction and having to let go of guys that would ordinarily be core players that you would keep. But if you're paying the wrong quarterback, then all of a sudden you've got to mortgage other areas of your team in order to try to surround this guy with the talent and prop him up. I don't know that you want to be in that position. So paying the wrong guy could be absolutely detrimental.
All right, I'm going to put feet to the fire on this one for you. Okay. Are the Miami Dolphins in the worst position in the entire league at the quarterback spot right now? And that's not to say Tua is bad.
No, they're not. They're not in the worst position because they've given themselves an out. Like Tua's got a $25 million fifth year option, whatever it is. It's not the worst position in the NFL.
But it's not close to the best.
Well, it's not close to the best, but there's ways that they can improve that position, right? I mean, do you want to be the Cleveland Browns right now with Deshaun Watson in that contract? Is that what you want to be?
I don't want to ask our seat filler, but he's
no,
a Browns fan.
No, but I mean, that's what you don't want to be. That is where you don't want to be. Like, no way out of a contract. All that guaranteed money. I mean... Jimmy Haslam, by name only, is the owner of the Cleveland Browns. But, I mean, Deshaun Watson has control of that franchise.
You know what? I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd rather have the Browns quarterback situation than the Dolphins.
No way. No way, you're out of your mind.
I may be, but I'm just in this specific spot, I believe Deshaun Watson has a higher upside than Tua does. And ultimately, CC, Tua is going to be paid more.
You believe Deshaun Watson has a higher upside based on what you saw in
Not
Houston,
in Cleveland.
In
yes,
Houston,
in Houston
from Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that's a long time
ago. You know how long ago that was?
I know.
Do you know how long ago that was?
Isn't Tua's extension going to be higher than that of Watson's dollar figure? Won't Tua get paid more?
Here's the thing. You don't have to pay Tua this offseason, though. You don't. He's got a fifth-year option as a placeholder. He's there. There's nothing he can do. And then beyond that, you have the franchise tag. So you don't have to pay Tua. Like you could still have him, you know, making $25 million in 2024, and that's still below market for the production that he's given you.
I actually think what just happened here, this conversation pointed out one thing. The Miami Dolphins may have more pressure on them outside of the Bears to get this right this offseason than any other team. Because I'm going to tell you why I believe that. Mm. Because I know you get annoyed when we listen to you and we take your opinions very seriously.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it bothers you when we actually value your opinions. Your opinion, as you've stated countless times on this show, is that you really like all three guys, 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
So Washington is going to, by accident, kind of get it right in your eyes.
Yes.
If the Miami Dolphins extend Tua at $50 million a year, look, get a shot of his face. Look at this face. God. He's like,
I just don't
they
know
have
you,
more
I
pressure just, than anybody but the Bears.
I just don't know how you can feel good about that. I don't even know that Dolphins fans would feel
so
good about that.
So then how do you not say that they have more pressure than any other team this offseason to get it right?
Because they don't have to make that decision
but they're
this
going
offseason.
To. You know they're
why,
going
why?
To.
Why?
They shouldn't, but they are going
why,
to.
Well, why would you do that? Because you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. It's not advantageous to you to pay him right now.
I agree with you, but you know
if
how
you
this stuff works.
If you still have questions, why not play out the string?
I agree
with
you.
Why pay him before you have to?
I agree. I just don't think that's going to happen that way. All right, coming up. Is our seat filler going
to
stay with us?
Ain't enough jiu-jitsu in the world for me to pay $250 million.
What are we going to do with our seat filler? Have we decided? Oh, he's not even going to acknowledge our seat filler exists.
We're doing
we're
a
on
show.
Sports
be a
like
professional.
On ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Caitlin Clark made it official yesterday. Going pro after this season. You think she'll be number one pick in the draft?
I think so. She's taking her talents to Indianapolis.
There
you go.
Two things happen as a result of this, right? We know her greatness is insane.
Yes.
Two conversations have...
That's going to be a great 1-2 punch with her and Aaliyah Boston with the Indiana Fever. That's going to be pretty cool.
That's going to
be pretty cool.
So two things happened.
What's up?
One, Pat Costello, one of our producers, asked a great question. He said, we know she's the biggest star in college sports right now. Where is she ranked in terms of current athletes in all of sports? And Pat's argument was, how many other people are like drawing up a $400 ticket on Vivid Seats if you go there to go to some of these games? It's $400.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, is Mike Trout giving you a $400, selling a $400 ticket.
No.
No way.
No.
Not even in his final game.
No shot.
Like, is she bigger than anybody in baseball?
Otani? I mean, Showtime in with the Dodgers, that's going to be a big draw. That's going to be a huge draw. But there's so many games, though. You know what I mean? Like, you got 81 home games?
Right.
So the scarcity has to factor into it, right? Yep. You're seeing Caitlin Clark, what, 30, 35 times in a given season? Now, WNBA, it's going to be more. But, I mean, that is probably the difference. I think because you have so many games in baseball, you're not going to get that ticket price that goes up to those levels. I mean, yeah, she's one of the biggest stars in all of sports, men or women, period.
Okay, so now here's the other thing. Nuno asked me, he said, give me a city that is a better trio of young stars than Indiana will have. And I said, okay, so tell me who you want for who you're saying for Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Clark, Tyrese Halliburton, and Anthony Richardson. Now, Anthony Richardson is not a star yet. If he's even remotely good,
he's going to be good.
He's going to be a star.
He's going to be good.
You're the quarterback of an NFL team. You're like 23 years old. You're big. You're strong. You got a cannon of an arm. You're going to be a star.
Of nature. Yeah.
Is there a better city? And we can open it up. And let's do this qualifier. You got to be in your 20s.
Okay.
Right? 30 and under, 20, in the 20s. You have to be in your 20s. A city with a bigger trio of stars than Indianapolis will have coming up this summer. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is your telephone number to be a part of the show. A city that will have a bigger trio all across sports than Indianapolis will have with Clark, Halliburton, and Richardson. Now, listen, it's funny because you think about some of the big cities, like the city that we live in New York. The trio of young stars in New York would be who? Because Aaron Judge...
He's over 30.
He's over 30. Juan Soto is not a star yet. I mean, he's going to be a star. So,
I guess he's a star because he's a champion. Yeah, he's
Soto,
a star.
Brunson, and...
Brunson?
Well, Jalen... Okay, if you're hesitating on Brunson...
I don't think you can count Brunson as a star.
I will fight you right now.
I think Jalen Brunson's a huge star here.
I think he's a bigger star to Knicks fans than he is around the NBA.
Well, that I agree with.
Yeah.
That I agree with.
Yeah.
But Nuno, you want to fight Chris Canty?
I mean, just...
You think that's a good decision for you?
I mean, I don't care. Don't disrespect my boy like that. Because that was so very off-putting and just, like, dismissive. Like, man.
It's not off-putting. It's just me telling the truth. I'm a truth teller. I'm a truth teller, Nuno.
So
I'm a truth teller.
Tyrese Halliburton, a bigger star across the NBA than Brunson for you? I actually think he is.
You think so?
I think Tyrese
Halliburton.
Yes, yeah,
so
I'm going to tell you why. Okay. He's a connector. He's like the new version of Draymond. Now, I don't mean they play the same way. He knows everybody. Draymond knows.
He's choking people out on the court.
No, that's what I'm saying. I had to preface it by saying they don't play the same way. But Draymond knows everybody, is connected to everybody.
Yeah,
Tyrese Halliburton is in him. You want Tyrese Halliburton going to a networking event for your company. He's going to leave there with 1,000 business cards. Yeah. I mean, that's just, I don't know. I think that's like... Halliburton is a big star now.
Yeah.
Brunson's a humongous star here in New York.
What about Minnesota, Justin Jefferson and Anthony Edwards?
Do we have a third? I love those two. That's a great duo. Do we have a third that we could put on that list?
Third star?
Is Cat still in his 20s?
Cat's still in his 20s. I don't know that Cat is that big of a star.
What about...
is there anybody in baseball? Carlos Correa, maybe? Mm, he's not really a star, though, right?
No, but could Jordan Addison become that?
Jordan Addison, yeah, I guess he could. I guess
it's hard. It's hard to find three. Yeah. It's hard to find three.
They got a good thing going in Indiana. Good thing going.
Sean in Phoenix, listening on 98.7. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Morning.
Hey, so what about the trio of Devin Booker, Corbin Carroll? You can throw Kyler there if you want to, but we're all hoping for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Arizona's got that, and thank you for the phone call. I'll give you another one. Our buddy DJ Hodge, who runs the station in Cincinnati, 1530, gave me a great one. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Ellie De La Cruz.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
And, like, the word star truly applies to the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they were at an NBA game last week, and, like, LeBron's coming over and saying hi to Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, that's a really, really good one. Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought Cincinnati has the best young trio of stars? I mean, I guess we wouldn't have thought.
Sometimes you run into it. Sometimes you just run into it.
Here's another one.
Those Cincinnati sports fans have suffered long enough.
Yeah, that's true. Adam tweets in out of Car Radio, Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell, Miles Garrett, Nick Chubb. But Nick Chubb may not even be there.
Yeah, he might not.
They may not even have Nick Chubb there next year. So, I mean, Cleveland has
it's
Miles
Garrett. It should be with Deshaun Watson, Miles Garrett, and Donovan Mitchell. It should be.
Yeah, it should be. Rob in Florida listening on Sirius XM Channel 80. What's up, Rob? Oh, Rob is not there. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number to be a part of the show. I like the Minnesota one.
We need to find a third one, because if your first two in terms of star power across your city in sports are Ant-Man and Justin Jefferson, that's elite level of stardom.
What about Dallas with Luka Doncic and Michael Parsons? Dak Prescott. I mean, Dak's over 30. He's over 30. CeeDee Lamb.
Is there anyone on the Rangers?
Yeah, I mean, they won the World Series, so there must be somebody. But I don't know that they're in their 20s. Boy, no, you don't have to even go to the Rangers. No, what you just said is Luka, Parsons,
good.
And CeeDee?
Corey Seager?
He's got to be over 30, no? He's
last
not over 30?
His age 29 season.
All right, so then now Dallas maybe has four for that list.
How old is Corey Seager?
I don't know. We're going to look.
He's going to turn 30 in April.
So right so now, you have, right now.
We got an MVP. Dallas may be it.
Yeah, Corey Seager, Luka Doncic, and Michael Parsons. It. There you go.
You know what's kind of sad? I was thinking about this. Like, Chicago's about to get Caleb Williams, right? But, like, what else? Like, the Bulls have nothing. No stars.
Right.
And any of the baseball players, like the Cubs or the White Sox, have anything that's exciting? Like, it's kind of sad almost.
You're right. I mean, the Blackhawks, don't they have somebody?
Oh, yeah, Connor Bedard.
Yeah.
So, yes. So you have, like, probably the two best youngest players.
Yeah, but you don't have a third.
Yeah.
CeCe just gave you four in Dallas, and we're probably forgetting guys. Yeah. Dallas and Cincy feel like the lead. Well, I would put Dallas and Cincy above Indiana. I mean, I know Caitlin Clark is unbelievable. We know Halliburton and Richardson is to be determined. Yeah. I think Dallas and Cincy are definitely above Indiana when it comes to the stardom across all sports. ESPN's College Game Day, by the way, travels to Iowa City on Sunday, March 3rd for the Women's Basketball Showdown. Of course, one-hour program, 11 a.m. Eastern, live from Carver Hawkeye Arena, preceding the top-ranked showdown between the number 4 Iowa Hawkeyes and number 2 Ohio State. That's this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN with Caitlin Clark. Along with Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. We are on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.